Leader!
Order, order.
Are there any select committee reports?
On Thursday, the Local Government and Environment Committee heard from the Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment, Jan Wright, as she presented a report on the use of coal and its effect on climate change. Dr. Wright began by outlining where the country was heading in regards to the use of coal.
There are plans to increase the amount of lignite mined 100-fold or more and convert the lignite into three products, briquettes, those used to be called carbonates when I was young, urea, which of course is nitrogen fertiliser, and diesel, about which I am particularly concerned.
Dr. Wright put coal mining in New Zealand in historical context.
The plans for the large-scale use of lignite go back to the 1980s. Like many other countries, New Zealand developed a policy then of being self-sufficient in energy, because that was after the oil price shocks of the 70s and the creation of OPEC. And the plan for using lignite on a very large scale was hatched then, at a time when only a few scientists were concerned about climate change. Would we do the same if we were starting now? I doubt it.
Dr. Wright said the value of coal was overstated.
Some say New Zealand cannot not afford to not exploit the lignite. I say there are better ways to go. Whatever you do with lignite, whether you burn it directly or convert it into something else, you end up with lots of unwanted carbon dioxide, of course, the major greenhouse gas.
The Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment said ramping up coal use would see New Zealand grossly overshoot its carbon reduction commitments agreed upon at Copenhagen in 2009.
Our commitment was to 10 to 20% below 1990 levels by 2020. But instead of 10 to 20% below, government projections are for 30% above. That's a really big gap, and that is without large-scale development of lignite.
Dr. Wright listed two specific projects that are in the planning and which would contribute to the country's failure to meet its Copenhagen commitments.
The lignite to diesel plant planned by Solid Energy would increase the size of that gap by 20%. The lignite to diesel plant that L&M Mining has spoken of would add another 30%. That's a 50% increase in the gap between what we've promised and what we're headed for from two lignite to diesel plants.
Dr. Wright said New Zealand's pristine image was at stake.
Yes, we can buy carbon credits offshore to make up the difference, but being so dependent on carbon reductions in other countries is a poor look for a country that brands itself internationally as clean and green.
The Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment also used her time before the committee to present another report, evaluating the use of 1080 to target pests in the country's national parks. Dr. Wright said compared to other methods, 1080 was the best way to target pests.
There's been quite a few claims that trapping possums will solve the problem, particularly trapping possums for fur. But the big thing, one of the big messages of the report is it's not just possums. I mean, it's possums and rats and stoats. And stoats in particular are the perfect killing machines. And, of course, their main food is rats and mice. The stoats feed on the rats and mice, which is their staple diet, and their caviar, if you like it, is baby birds. So they'll go to a lot of trouble to vary their diet in that way.
Dr. Wright called for more use of 1080 on the Department of Conservation estate.
When I say more, I mean also aerially, because there are such vast areas with nothing where the forest is simply deteriorating, the forest and the creatures that live within it. Must be going backwards because you know, you can't just leave it and hope, keep your fingers crossed once these mammals invade. So, you know, why I'm saying more of it is we need to cover these large areas. Otherwise, we're just looking at deteriorating forest.
And Dr. Wright said concerns over the possible pollution of water supplies resulting from 1080 drops were misinformed.
You get dilution straight away, and then you do get biological breakdown very fast. There is, within 24 hours after any 1080 drop, water bodies are tested. I think we quote that in the report. It's a very low number, Grant, can you remember?
86 samples in total they've recorded.
They could 1080. Actually detect it.
Yeah. And none of those were water supply, designated water supplies, and the highest concentration was 9 parts per billion.
You would need to drink 20,000 odd litres of water to kill yourself with that. You'd drown yourself. Well before. So, you know, I can understand why people worry about it, but really, in the greater scheme of things, it's trivial.
Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment, Jan Wright, appearing before the Local Government and Environment Committee to present a report on the use of 1080 to target pests, as well as a report on the use of coal and its effect on climate change. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.